You're listening to the OneOfUs.net Podcast Network.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Inside the Locker. My name is Ramon Ramirez. With me, as always, Logan, how am I sounding?
You sound fantastic.
I'm happy to hear that. With me, as always, Elliot Fontenet.
Hey.
Logan Yuri.
Hey.
JC De Leon.
What's up, what's up?
And Adam Charles is out tonight. Penny the dog is here as well, but she's sleeping under the table. Welcome to the show, everybody. So this is the draft episode. Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to be picking. A lot of people have seen this out there. It's kind of a popular, fun thing to do. We're going to put our own spin on it. We're going to be drafting summer blockbusters. And we'll have five teams of summer blockbusters. Adam isn't here, so he's going to be auto-drafting in the spirit of what happens in everybody's fantasy football league. And basically, whoever has the highest grossing team of summer movies will be winning a $25 gift certificate to Applebee's.
Yeah.
So JC,
I want that fucking thing.
If you want to go ahead and tell us the rules, the draft order, and then we'll get started here dispensing our cinematic expertise.
Dispensing!
Yeah. So to keep it simple, it's just opening weekend. We're not accumulating total box office or anything like that.
It's movies, to be fair. I don't think that was ever necessarily
movies.
Established.
Movies.
Yes. It's movies, yeah.
Movies.
So it starts March 11th with Cloverfield Lane.
It's so weird that summer is March 11th. That's what we've come to now.
You're seeing huge totals. Yeah, huge totals, and you're seeing like Deadpool, and I think it's one of those things where why would you dump Cloverfield Lane in July when it's going to get buried? Why don't you just own that March 11th space?
I'm not attacking them putting this stuff out in March. It's just so crazy that Hollywood has managed to turn stuff, what we used to think of the shitty spring season, into legitimate. This is summer movies because we got to release Batman versus Superman on the 25th of March because there's no space for it.
Right.
We got to get it out there because they need to. We had to, because like especially for Batman versus Superman, they got to do that before Captain America: Civil War.
Yeah,
right.
That's a good point. Yeah, I mean, and that's about as big of a movie as we might see this year. I have no idea. It just seems like it. all right. So JC, now I'm looking at the list here. We got 30 blockbusters.
Yeah, you want to mark off Zootopia and London Has Fallen?
I was going to say no Zootopia, no London Has Fallen because those movies are already out.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, we're beginning with Cloverfield Lane, which opens March 11th, and we're ending with Suicide Squad, which is August 5th.
Okay.
So there's 30 movies in between then. We have a snake draft. We did the draft selection before the show. Elliot has the first pick, followed by Logan. Then we're going to auto-draft for Adam, then me, and then Ramon, and we are doing snake draft.
So that means that in the second round, I'm going to pick first.
Sure.
And we'll go in descending order. I like that.
Yeah. I have not done any homework on this at all.
If you have questions about a title, ask me and I can tell you. So that way it sort of give you a gauge. Like kids' movies are always do pretty well, that sort of thing.
And, you know, when we pick the movie, we'll, you know, don't just say I picked the Batman movie. Say why you think it's going to be big, why you're picking it on your team, and also say what it is. Because some of these titles might not be familiar to our listeners and certainly to each other. All right, Elliot, I guess without further ado, you got the first overall pick here. Now, what are we calling this? The Inside the Locker...
Movie Box Office Challenge.
The Movie Box Office Challenge. That's rock solid. Let's just say Box Office Challenge. It's cleaner. It's crisper.
Yeah.
Just Facebook. Let's lose the...
How about just Box?
Box. Inside the Locker Box Office Challenge. And we're going to start with Elliot with the first overall pick.
Okay.
I don't have a timer or anything, but I'm assuming nobody needs to take longer than
I do have one question. Okay. It's the opening weekend, not the total gross.
Right. Opening weekend, Friday to Sunday only, so Thursday numbers don't count.
Okay, because like that changes my pick because...
So it's only that first week.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Interesting.
Because like Finding Nemo, when I worked at a theater when that came out, and that thing did amazing business all summer.
Uh-huh.
What I got to pick for my first pick, Captain America Civil War. I think it's the biggest movie of the summer.
Captain America Civil War, okay.
Yeah.
Damn
it. It's a movie that has Black Panther in it, and I'm just on principle. I got to get information and support my Panther.
No, man, that would have been my pick. I'm second on the list, right?
Yeah.
And I guess with that one, let's unpack that just a little bit. So first overall pick, that means that you believe that'll be the highest grossing movie of the summer season, probably the year.
Yep. Of the first weekend.
The first weekend.
First weekend first, only.
Highest grossing opening weekend, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you've taken Civil War, I think I gotta take Batman vs Superman. Yeah. It's got to be there because it's the next highest profile superhero movie. Kind of pre-summer. It's not quite summer right then yet, yeah. But I think there's a lot of fanfare behind it. I'm still personally not sold on it yet, but. I think that it's going to make a lot of money that first weekend.
You mean Zack Snyder's not selling you?
I don't know.
You mean the success on Sucker Punch didn't just say, man, he's a good filmmaker?
I'm rooting for it. I want it to be good. I'll put it that way. I want it to be a good movie, but I'm not totally sold that it will be.
Yeah. Yep. And so Adam is going to auto-draft, and I've got a list randomizer here, so I'm randomizing the list. And he gets 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Ooh, pretty good auto draft. After your first pick, pretty good auto draft.
The second one is a Jungle Book in April, so it did randomize it.
Okay.
And so.
Over to you, JC. Over to you.
Man.
You know, like while he's looking, the best position to be in the snake draft is last first round, but then you get that first round, that first pick, second round. That's a really strong position to be in.
I'm gonna go with Suicide Squad.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just going to be a giant movie that everyone's going to be excited to see. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. Now, say the Batman movie comes out, Batman versus Superman, and say it's critically panned. Say people say, you know, this movie's shit, nobody likes it, it's ridiculous. Is that going to affect Suicide Squad?
I think it could. Ooh. I think it could, but based on the trailers, Suicide Squad does have a lot of positive momentum going for it. I think Suicide Squad is a darker tone comedy or comic book movie, and with the success of Deadpool, Suicide Squad is not going to be rated R, but it's going to be one of those movies that'll toe the line. And so I think because of that, it'll see a similar type success.
Plus, I mean, you got Will Smith, that he has his own draw.
Yeah.
And Margot Robbie, and they have great chemistry on screen.
Yeah.
Like, it makes you think they're probably doing something, but I don't know. I don't want to get sued. So, I mean, I think you're right to pick them as your first pick.
Yeah.
Interesting. Now, I'm going to be, you know, I'm on the clock here. I have, you know, back-to-back picks. I think the obvious one right now, you look at the success of Jurassic Park last summer. People have kind of a 90s nostalgia. People that were, you know, in high school or kids and beyond in the 90s are now kind of at their peak purchasing power. People love that reboot bullshit. So I'm going to take Independence Day 4.
Damn it.
Right there, I just
smart
think,
pick.
I think this
big
was just,
pick.
I think you coming out mid-June. I think that's going to be a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of great options after that, but this is just a movie I think is going to be. You know, there's one. I'm looking at the list. I'm seeing one very easy pick, and I'm seeing one kind of flyer that I don't think is going to be there on the way back. And I have to have this movie on my team. So I'm going to go with the Ghostbusters reboot.
Nice.
Right there. I just
smart
think
pick.
People love the Ghostbusters. Adults love the Ghostbusters. And I think that might be a runaway success.
Everybody but, like, really insecure internet fanboys, like, are at least going to give the Ghostbusters this new movie a fair shot.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you don't like it, that doesn't mean you're a sexist by any means. But if you're not even willing to give it a shot because it's four women, it's like... Yeah, no. You might be the problem there.
It's a movie that has a couple of things going for it. First, it's the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Second, it's there's a feminism angle to it.
Yeah.
It has a feminist bent, and also it comes out kind of late July.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna have a really nice opportunity. I think you look at early July, it's kind of slow right now. You usually get a big giant movie that comes out 4th of July weekend. Well, the Independence Day movie is coming out a week before that. And so I think Ghostbusters might be able to pick up some voices.
No, I think you're right.
And also think it'll be a pretty well-reviewed movie, a movie that people want to see succeed. I think you might see a big office. Now, again, I think there's a more obvious pick, but I want that on my team.
Yeah.
I think it's a smart pick. It's a good one.
I think for my next one, I'm going to go comic book movie again, and I'm going to go with X-Men Apocalypse.
Yeah. Motherfucker!
That's what I was looking at as well. Yeah. Yeah, and again, it's the X-Men. It's a 20th Century Fox Bryan Singer production.
It's Singer coming back.
It's huge.
Strong.
Yeah, people might be tired of the X-Men. This is a movie that might not have that. It might not be in theaters as long as something like Captain America. But people are going to see that movie opening weekend.
Well, plus you talk about 90s nostalgia. I mean, it has Apocalypse in it, a character I never thought we'd ever see in movies, and like comic book Jubilee. It's gonna. It has Psylocke in the right uniform.
Yeah, I think the problem is a lot of people don't know what any of that shit means.
No, but I think if you're 30 to 35 right now, or like 25 to 35, you grew up with the X-Men cartoon, and your X-Men is the 1991 Jim Lee X-Men. So it's hitting those buttons for people.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people don't have X-Men. I think a lot of people. I think the reason why I was okay with skipping the Apocalypse movie is that X-Men, there's fatigue. There's been a lot of these movies.
I do worry about that.
It's the plot. People don't understand the plot of X-Men.
Yeah.
People can't follow along. There's so much going on.
Well, it's like X-Men 3, they tried so hard to erase it that it's sort of like none of that matters now. You're just like, well, but I mean, that's true to form to an X-Men comic, though. That's pretty much the way they've been running their ship for the last 20 years.
Yeah. Which I think to... I'm going to start transitioning here into my pick. If you're talking about kind of trying to erase the past, trying to change history a little bit, then I think Star Trek is doing a good job of that. Wait, actually, so I'm going.
Adam's pick was next.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Adam is on.
But I did randomly. Adam got Snowden. So here's where.
Ooh. Snowden. All right.
See, I think the problem with including Adam in this draft is that he's not going to. I mean, there's no way this team is going to do anything.
And watch him win every single.
All right, Logan, I guess you're back on the clock.
I'm going, again, with Star Trek. I think that Star Trek still has enough star power, still has enough, entertainment power. And I think that it was good enough, despite what you feel about... was it Beyond Darkness, the second one, whatever? It still has power to do pretty well in the box office for opening weekend.
Absolutely. I think with this particular Star Trek film, it's going to really come down to those preseason reviews. Mm-hmm. It's going to come down to, is this a fresh jolt, or is this going to be just another big, loud movie? And if it's another big, loud movie, end of July, you might see a little audience fatigue. But I think it'll be fun enough, and I think it's just going to be good. I think if this is a movie that can be good, and if it's good, people are going to see it. By good, I mean... a 3-star movie that mainstream audiences can kind of chuckle at.
See, I'm sort of worried that it's starting to me to look like Star Trek Insurrection, because it's like they're based mostly on a planet. It just looks like more of a 2-part episode. So I'm worried that they're losing the scale you had in that 2009 masterpiece.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
Elliot?
So Elliot, you've got 2 picks in a row.
Oh, I gotta go for my boys. They're coming out of the shadows. There's Heroes in a Half Shell. They go with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All right.
Don't bet against Michael Bay in the summer.
I thought you were talking about the Angry Birds, but not
Michael Bay is the Drake of summer. He just runs the summer. Yeah. All right.
And your next pick, Elliot.
Oh, I got another pick. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to go with... This is something. I got to go with Finding Dory. I think you can't bet against a Pixar sequel, especially when you look around it. There's like nothing that's going to attract kids. That is just going to get... The movie theater is going to get slammed that weekend.
I think that's a solid second-round pick.
Yeah, I thought that was going to sneak by. Love it.
Oh, shit. I haven't been paying attention.
No pressure. This is great radio, by the way. Logan looking at a piece of paper.
And you taking your clock. I'm going to go with Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne.
I don't know if that's the right call, but I'm going to do it anyway.
You mean Matt Damon wants his franchise back?
Yeah.
Man, I feel sorry for Jeremy Renner. This is the second franchise he was supposed to take over. And they're like, nah, I want that shit back.
He's so handsome, too.
Hey, he got his start too late, I think.
That's a good point.
All right. So Adam's pick is being randomized. The Boss.
What's it about?
Melissa McCarthy... She is, and Kristen Bell.
That might do well.
Yeah, I don't remember if it's directed by Paul Feig or not. Hang on 1 second.
If it's Melissa McCarthy, it probably is.
Because if it is directed by Paul Feig, I think it's gonna do really well. It is directed and written by Ben Falcone, who's her husband.
Whoa, that big red flag.
Mm. Well, I mean, he's a pretty funny dude, and I think he has funny moments whenever in all of her movies, and so I think it'll be all right.
Mm. Okay, JC, is that you now?
Oh yeah, it is me.
I mean, is it JC? Who's Johnny? I don't know. Eldebar's joke.
I like.
I'm gonna try to throw JC off by saying things that would piss him off. LeBron James is a huge flopper. He doesn't have any real talent.
Really
good
anymore. Man,
Steph Curry is overrated and needs to stop dancing.
I'm going to go with The Conjuring 2.
The what the fuck is that?
The Conjuring 2.
Okay.
See, but didn't The Conjuring have a soft sequel already in Annabelle that was horrible?
But I think people come out for horror movies.
But it's not number two. Come on.
Yeah, that's Annabelle just was a number two.
There's a two behind it.
Okay.
Ramon, two picks in a row.
Yeah, you know, I think just looking at the timing, I gotta have the BFG. Comes out July 1st, Independence Day weekend. I think that's the Steven Spielberg adaptation of the kids' book.
Yep. Mm.
Did you say Steven Spielberg on 4th of July weekend? Because I just got that in the third round. That's
I have no clue what that is. What is that?
The Big Friendly Giant.
Big Friendly Giant. It's a children's book that Steven Spielberg is adapting and making into a thing.
Is it basically just a remake of The Iron Giant?
I have no idea.
Of Iron Giant.
Why would you remake The Iron Giant? That is a masterpiece.
Mm. Yeah, he's not an Iron Giant, but yeah. All right, one more pick.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, again, I just... Steven Spielberg, kids' book, 4th of July weekend. It's just kind of a critical opportunity. It's more of a real estate position. I think also the fact that it's going to be released that weekend means that the people who have seen it are okay putting it out there during such a high-performance, high-volume time.
Yeah.
All right. Beyond that, this is where it gets a little tricky. You know, there's some...
These are sleepers.
This is where you got to kind of pick your sleepers, and you have to really kind of be on your shit, so to speak. You know, there's movies that just look not at all appealing, and I don't know who wants to see these movies. And now I'm kind of stressed out. But I feel like I got to have a kids movie in my fold. And this one's been teased for more than a year. I'm going to go with The Secret Life of Pets.
Damn it!
Opening July 8th. Yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Well.
I thought I was going to sneak that
one. I was like, just like, pick something stupid. Damn it.
Man.
I'd right. also like to point out that Elliot blew out the speakers here, so I apologize to those of you listening at home.
Okay.
That seemed a little, I mean. All right, so let's talk about that. Again, this movie, it's a kids movie, so we like kids movies. But it's just a movie that's been on the docket forever, and it's a movie about fucking cute dogs.
Yeah,
Louis C.K. to appeal to adults.
It has like it has this trailer with like a heavy metal poodle.
Yeah,
and it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. All right, he has made pretty good movies in the past. I know this is a property that a lot of people like. I actually haven't seen the trailers, but I think people have responded positively to it from what I've read. I'm going to go with Warcraft.
Mm.
That's interesting. Now, this is one,
I think it's an all right pick.
Couldn't this one be just like the worst movie ever?
Very, very likely.
But it has a built-in audience. Like,
yeah, the built-in audience is kind of what I'm hoping for.
You're going to bring people to the movie that maybe literally have not left their house in the last 10 years. So, I mean, people will go see it.
Also, what way to continue stereotypes of nerds in a little bit?
I'm talking from experience. Like when I played that fucking game back in 2005, I didn't leave my college dorm room for 2 months. Like I would forget to eat. That's why I can't play it, because like I got it. They know that reward circuit in your brain too fucking well, where it's like I'll just keep playing. It's fucking 5 a.m.
Yeah,
I feel you.
So Adam's randomized pick is actually a pretty good one. I think it's a sleeper, has the potential to be either really huge or bomb spectacularly, and that is Keanu.
Now, what's
Whoa,
that?
Yeah. What are we doing here with Keanu? What is that?
Keanu is Key and Peele.
Oh,
their first full length movie. I'm in, unpopularly have said that I think this movie is going to be a 5 minute sketch that's stretched out to 90 minutes, and it's only going to be funny for 10 or 15 minutes. Basically, the shorter one is that Key or Peele.
That is.
He's Peele.
Peele.
Yeah. Okay. So he gets broken up with and he's super depressed and he finds a little kitten and he adopts this kitten to help make him feel better. And the kitten gets kidnapped. And so Key and Peele basically go on a mission to rescue.
So this is why they named it Keanu.
Right. And because when you watch the trailer, it's full of action. It's basically a John Wick parody. And you guys are laughing. And the trailer, I mean, it doesn't look like a real movie. I love cats and kittens as much as anybody, but I think this movie is going to be silly and kind of stupid, and people have said I have no soul or no heart, which is probably true. But like I said, it could do really well, or it could bomb spectacularly. Based on the popularity of Key and Peele.
No, that seems funny and cool. I just don't know if it's going to have a big box office opening weekend. I mean, that's going to be a slow burner. That's going to be this movie's so funny, you guys got to see this movie.
Right.
I don't know if I want that on my opening week kind of a team. I think it's hard. I mean, there's some movies that are gonna either be shit or they're gonna be fun, and it's gonna come down to the reviews. Whether people really do look at their Rotten Tomatoes score.
And the interesting thing about Keanu is it was just announced today they're gonna be playing a work print of it during South by. So we'll see.
That's interesting.
South by are the festival that both really helps Austin and fucks it. Every year.
That's right. I always forget on podcasts, people I listen to don't live in Austin. South by Southwest.
South by Southwest, which is a big music conference and interactive conference and film festival. Has everything. All right.
Except for proper traffic.
Logan.
So, if I'm looking at my sheet correctly.
Nitty gritty.
I think the Angry Birds movie is not taken, right?
Nope.
All right,
it is up for grabs.
I'm going to take the Angry Birds movie because I think that's going to
win
a bunch.
Have you seen that trailer?
I have not.
Good God, it looks fucking terrible.
I'm sure it's going to be a terrible movie, but you know what? Do you know how popular that video game is? Do you know how recognizable those characters are?
See, I don't...
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how bad it looks.
Yeah, who's making it is the question.
It doesn't matter.
Does matter because, like...
Who in the general populace looks at who's making a movie before they decide
they're I'm not saying the general populace. I'm saying the draft. We're drafting. I'm saying, like, Michael Bay making Transformers, cool. Paul Feig making Transformers, no. So it's like, you gotta look at, like, what tone they're gonna bring.
But at the same time, all we're looking at is how much money they're gonna bring in open weekend.
Okay.
All
right, so the three main voices... So the voice cast in Angry Birds is actually pretty good. You have Kate McKinnon, who is blowing up from the Ghostbuster trailer. Everybody loves her.
This is, I don't want to sound sexist, but how hot is she? Jesus Christ.
She's a lesbian. Jason Sudeikis, Peter Dinklage, Bill Hader, who always delivers, Maya Rudolph, Josh Gad, Danny McBride, Hannibal Buress,
who took down Cosby.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty good voice cast. So Angry Birds might have some potential with that cast. I'm actually a little more warmed up to seeing it.
Yes, but frequently with animated movies, the cast can only take you so far because all you're getting is voice and
Well, see, what I'm worried about more than that is just it's open up against Neighbors too. And Neighbors had a pretty good box office the first time around.
Yeah.
But also,
speaking
it's
of which, you've got two picks in a row, Elliot.
Got two picks?
Yeah, it goes Elliot 2 and then back up.
I'm going to take, as a counter program to BFG, because it's done really well, the last two of them, The Purge Election Year.
I like that.
Same weekend.
Same weekend, but I think it's going to be nice counter programming.
Also, it's an election year.
Oh.
They were already teasing that during the debates and during some of the runoffs, some of the Super Tuesday coverage, and so that could be a lot of fun. Especially if it's like a fun horror movie that's well reviewed and just makes people want to go see something.
But that's
The cool thing about that franchise is it's sort of what we envisioned. I know me and a lot of film critics with the first one with Ethan Hawke. I personally liked it a lot, but we saw the potential of this world being expanded, and so with the second one, it expanded it so much. I think it did a great thing. With this third one, having the same characters, I think is kind of silly. It's basically bringing back the main guy from the second movie, and now he's like a Secret Service agent, which is weird. But I mean, he could have been that all along. The second movie just didn't really explain that. But I mean, I don't know. It seems weird to me, but it's the premise is solid, and the trailer looks really good.
The thing that's great about The Purge is it's more than a horror movie. It's like the only movie. Besides Divergent and Hunger Games, that's really starting to show this class conflict that's starting to bubble up. In the second one, they basically straight up just say, you poor people, go kill the rich people. No subtext.
Okay. And the poor people, if they're able to capture the rich people, they get to kill them scot-free.
Yeah. Okay.
That's our future if Donald Trump is elected.
Speaking of dystopias, Donald Trump's elected. My last pick is the Divergent series, Allegiant.
Okay.
Not a bad pick this late in the game.
Not a bad pick. Also, again, so for those who don't know, that's a sci-fi thing with children.
Mm-hmm.
I think Say No More, right?
Yeah, I think it is off-brand Hunger Games.
Yeah. So it's got name recognition. The issues with the movie itself, as far as that could plague it, although it probably won't. It's the third book in the trilogy, but the third and the fourth movies are splitting the last book into two movies like they always do. The director left the project midway.
Oh.
And that's always a red flag.
But it has Maggie Q.
It does have Maggie Q.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah. But yeah, solid pick this late in the game. Logan.
So if my math is correct here, there are two films that I'm trying to decide between. One is a classic children's tale brought to life in with human characters as opposed to animated characters.
There are technically three of those, but yeah.
Yes. And then the other one is a, I think...
Almost four.
I think is what has kind of been critically regarded as potentially one of the best movies of the summer, sci-fi movie in Midnight Special.
Now, what's that about? Like, I hadn't even heard of that.
I don't know what it's about specifically. It's a kid basically has some sort of destructive power.
It's some sort of, like, kind of superpower, maybe some sort of alien origin powers of some sorts.
But it's by the guy that made Mud, by the director of Mud.
Oh. Mud and,
I'm just saying, from your short description, I'm getting Super 8 vibes off of it.
Yeah, there's definitely some of that stuff in there. Some sort of kind of ET stuff on there. Mm. Some sort of kind of
I'm gonna ape Steven Spielberg as much as possible vibe.
A little bit, but it's supposed to be awesome. At least from the kind of the early critical reviews. Take it for what it's worth.
When did we get Afternoon Delight the movie?
Yeah. So like whether or not that's gonna translate into box office numbers, I'm not sure. My other one that I was thinking about is the Jungle Book. But that's not taken, right?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not taken, but you do have to take one.
I know. Why can't I tap both? I think that kids... You know, I'm going to go with Midnight Special. I think that the Midnight Special is going to be the one that's going to outlast. Oh, I probably just made that mistake because it's opening weekend only. But if it were to be... I'm going to still stick with it, but... If it were to be all summer long, I think Midnight Special would be the better option.
Yeah, that's a movie that looks good. Yeah. I think, and it's one of those movies that people that really know film will tell you that's a really exciting one. Yeah.
So a friend of mine from the Draft House, actually the guy who co-hosts my basketball podcast, I recorded that before this. He said he saw it, and it's really good. The first trailer is, if you look for the trailer, the first one is probably what you'll find. The Draft House recommends. So I don't know if they recut their own trailer or if it's just a second trailer that's coming out, but the second trailer is much, much better. And it's actually sold me on the movie. The first one didn't. Next pick for Adam Randomized is Neighbors 2.
Pretty good pick.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I think it's a solid pick, absolutely.
I think his auto picks are actually not all that terrible.
Not bad at all. No, again, Neighbors, that was a Zac Efron movie with... Seth Rogen as the funny lead character. Both of those people are back. So is Rose Byrne. But the twist is this time, the people that move in next door is a sorority. So you got all of a sudden a brand that people like, actors that people like, and a bunch of sorority girls. Now, this is one of those movies where, is this movie going to be too sexy for a couple to just go to? In other words, is the wife going to just want to go to the movie with her husband knowing that it's full of partying women in bikinis? I don't know. I think that's going to be a problem. I think that's a legitimate issue. Because part of the appeal to Neighbors was that they played with the gender roles and they made the sorority guys the man meat. They were on display the whole movie, and women kind of secretly loved it, kind of in a Magic Mike kind of vein. This is just straight up, here are some hot young actresses, Selena Gomez, this one blonde chick that you've seen in a bunch of movies for kids that now is like 18 and it's okay to gawk at her. I think it's a little... I think that movie might play itself a little bit. I think that's the kind of movie that you get on DVD when you're 14 and masturbate to. It's not a movie you go see in the theater. I think that's going to be a problem.
14.
I think that's going to be a problem for Neighbors 2.
And what he just said is so indicative of if you grew up before the internet was really the widespread. Because when you go in those desperate times, it was like, what movie can I buy that is PG-13 that has something that I can use. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, now, like, these kids these days are like, okay, good. I've seen 30,000 different types of porn. I'm good.
Yeah. All right. JC, you're up, man.
Hold on. Let me see what day is.
I think if you're kind of starting here, well, we should maybe like give a rundown of what's currently left on the list.
No. We will not do that.
Not doing that?
Okay. We will recap with our teams once everything is off.
Okay.
Ramon sort of just pulled a Thor and said, I say the nay.
Somebody did pick Warcraft, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go with 4th of July weekend. Actually, I mean, we picked a lot of movies from that weekend, but I'll go with Legend of Tarzan.
Okay. All right. So, again, this is a movie that here's what we have to worry about with The Legend of Tarzan is the fucking Lone Ranger movie where it's a beloved children's thing that is just a stupid-ass remake that nobody actually really wants to see. You know, where is this Tarzan fan base that's clamoring to see
Phil Collins, a
character that hasn't mattered in more than 60 years. I think that's the problem.
So that weekend, July 1st, the BFG, Purge, Election Year, and Legend of Tarzan. So,
well, and at the same time, those are all like way different movies, I guess.
Right.
The problem with Tarzan, it's like it's sort of just out of its. It's not of the time anymore. It's such an imperialist story that it's just like it doesn't really fit with the current culture.
Yeah.
It's like a colonial story.
But it's also got Margot Robbie.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm not being funny. Like, that does. Who's the male star?
The fucking guy from True Blood, whose name I can't pronounce.
Oh, the hot guy from True Blood?
Yeah.
That should do okay. Margot Robbie, she just came out of nowhere. She just sort of started, I think, in Focus, and then it was like, oh.
Well, no, she started in Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, that's right.
And,
yeah, she did.
The story of her audition. It was that she got so into the audition, it was a fight with her and Leo. She wasn't supposed to slap him, but she did. And Leo was impressed by that, and so he had her come back for the... She was drunk, too. She was really nervous, so she took a few shots.
yep.
Slapped him in the audition, and Leo really liked that.
Says more about Leo.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, well, look, I'm on the board. This is closing out the 5th round, going into the 6th round. And I just got myself the sleeper of the draft. I'm so excited to draft this movie. I can't believe it fell to me all the way down to the end of the 5th round. Have you guys ever heard of Kevin Hart? Have you guys heard of The Rock?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? The two of them are going to be in a movie together. And this thing is going to come out mid-June. So it's getting that prime mid-June real estate. This is the big, dumb comedy of the summer, Central Intelligence.
Oh, that's what that is. I was wondering what that was.
I've never heard of this before.
Did you know what that was beforehand, or did you do the research right there?
I very recently Googled it.
Yeah, he's been like watching trailers the entire time.
I did, however, see the trailer for this in theaters, in select theaters, and I thought, okay, that's going to be big. All right.
Yeah.
So I'll close out my team.
I'll say that those of you who are hearing the typing and clicking on the keypad, then that's what Ramona's doing.
Yeah, cheating.
Yes,
cheating.
Exactly. Are you kidding me? Doing research? That's ridiculous.
I want to be like you.
The rest of us don't have computers in front of us.
Although, I mean, I made the list.
Yes,
I knew what every movie was.
I'm recording the podcast on the computer.
Motherfucker, you can still pull up IMDb. Don't front.
Shit. Now, I'm a busy man, goddammit.
There's a couple of movies that I absolutely don't want to have on my team, and I think it just comes down to really three movies here for me. There's a comedy that I think will be halfway decent, depending on whether or not it's good. There is a... I really don't want this... I think... I'm going to do what's in my heart. And this might make or break my team. But instead of taking The Huntsman Winter's War, I'm going to be drafting The Jungle Book.
It's a bold pick.
Bold pick. Leaning on kids love it, parents love the Disney movie and are going to take their kids to it. And if it's decently reviewed and the buzz has been okay thus far, then we got ourselves a hit. The Jungle Book. Now this is, again, you talk about Lone Ranger, you talk about Tarzan. These are things that our grandparents are nostalgic for. But our parents actually saw the Jungle Book. People 10, 15 years older than me saw it. We saw it. Every generation sees the Jungle Book as kids. A live-action movie, animals, distraction. Kids will shut the fuck up for 2 hours. Give me the Jungle Book.
It was also a Super Bowl commercial.
Bowl commercial. That's huge. Yeah. That's huge.
This sort of lends into the strategy of dates. And I put the dates on there for a reason, for people to kind of
look good. Thank you for that.
Yeah, but so now I've got the Monopoly on May 27th. I'm going to go with Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Now, why? Now, that again, that movie sways more toward titles that are defunct and no one cares about.
Johnny Depp, Tim Burton.
Yeah, that's good.
Everything I hate.
That's but good. also, like I just said, I now have both movies on that weekend.
But doesn't that split your totals? Like, isn't that like a defeatist strategy of like, you're no, like locking
it's,
down?
It's a cumulative. So
oh, it's whatever. Not against each other.
No.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's whatever you're...
But you are locking down one particular weekend, Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
It's a little bit like drafting all of the Denver Broncos receivers. Right.
I see what you're saying.
So I don't know if the stack's going to work.
It just so happened to work out that way, but yeah.
I think it just comes down to, does this movie look like total shit? And if it doesn't, then you look at the upside, then you look at the appeal, then you look at the ceiling.
The way it comes out in May, you should have seen a trailer by now. The fact that you haven't is troubling. Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I don't think it'll be good, but I think it'll do well.
And all right, back to Adam for one last one.
Adam's final pick is Huntsman.
The Huntsman Winners Award.
Motherfucking Adam.
Now let's talk about this movie for just a quick minute, because The Huntsman made $155 million domestically. Now somebody saw that fucking movie.
I like that movie.
I saw it. I liked it.
It was all right.
Charlize Theron was great in that movie.
Aside from the Twilight movies, I actually do like Kristen Stewart. I think she's pretty talented.
The great thing about that movie is she was supposed to be the star, but she was the least important part of that movie. It was like Charlize Theron and Chris Hemsworth just carried the entire thing and made it so much better than it had any right to be.
Yeah. And it effectively did kill her career because she was banging the director.
Ugh. She was sleeping with the director.
But that shouldn't kill a career. Just let's say that she's not the best actress.
Well, stuff like that kills careers when it gets out.
Oh, like I thought you were saying Jones. Charlize Theron. It's like, it didn't fucking kill her career, man. She was just in fucking Mad Max.
It's like,
she
was amazing. Kristen Stewart.
Dude, I'll tell you what, this Jungle Book, you've got Bill Murray, Ben Kingsley, Idris Elba, Lupita Nyong'o, Scarlett Johansson, Christopher Walken, Giancarlo Esposito.
Listen, we've already passed.
You've already made your pick,
and it's got Jon Favreau on the boards. I tell you what,
I don't know what you're trying to prove because
he can't fail Iron Man 2.
This is gonna be big, man. This is gonna be big.
The guy who was in Swingers. Let me tell you,
we got real bears, real snakes. I'm telling you, this is gonna be big. All right,
Logan. Two movies left.
So I have two movies to work with here.
One of these is a sequel, the other one is not. Well, I mean, it's obvious which one's a sequel.
Well, I want someone to explain to me right now, what the fuck is The Nice Guys?
The Nice Guys.
It sounds to me like The Other Guys, the sequel to that.
The reason why The Nice Guys has that asterisk there is because I didn't think about including it, but then I needed to make 30 movies because we didn't do it last week. Nice Guys, written, directed by Shane Black. Ooh. Makes it's going amazing to be a good movies.
Movie. Is anyone going to see?
Right.
That's sort Ryan of Gosling, thing. Russell Crowe, Shane Black. It's going to be great.
It's going to be
who
awesome.
The fuck is going to see this movie?
Is it a comedy? Is it drama?
Drama. It's like Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So we're down to The Boss, The Nice Guys. Now You See Me Too.
So yeah. So,
no, The Boss is out.
A Boss is out.
It's during between The Nice Guys and Now You See Me Too, and I saw Now You See Me One, and that was a piece of shit.
Yeah. Why is there a two?
It's because money.
Because Woody Howard
did pretty well at the box office.
God damn it!
This one has Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, really?
So yeah. It's really going to be about magic.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ!
I'm pretty sure that my fiance, wife to be, is going to make me go see that one because she loves Harry Potter. God damn it!
Where's the Strange Beasts and Where to Find Them in this?
It's not summer.
It's like November.
Oh, okay, good.
The reason why I also had this end and Suicide Squad. Guys, we'll have to loop
the 60-minute sticker.
Okay, Logan, which one?
Yeah, let him make his pick, and then
I'll pick.
I'm going to go with The Nice Guys because I think.
Oh.
Okay. Now You See Me Too is going to.
Yes.
I can't
believe you didn't say. I'm going with Now You See Me Too.
Well, yeah, you have to.
I'm going
to
regret that. But
you're going to regret that so much, man.
All right. You know what? I'm going to regret that, but I'm going to be able to sleep well tonight.
Yeah.
Fuck your sleep.
So the reason why, because this is sort of something for us to keep track of in between football season, and so after August 5th. So when football starts to ramp up a lot more, we'll start to focus more on football then. So that's why I stopped August 5th.
But we got our team. So let's real quick, before we shut it down, let's just give everybody our team. We've got to name our teams, too. We're going to name Adam's team because he's not here, so we're going to call them Adam Charles is never here. Why is he even on this show? Why does he even have a team?
Somebody's salty.
Somebody write that down.
That's not his name. Come
on.
Who
does he have on his team?
I've run out of ink.
Adam's name, his team name is going to be the Founding Members. Let's call him that.
The Founding Members? Okay.
Somebody's getting salty.
I'm not getting salty. I'm just saying. Oh, hey, guys. By the way, me and the wife here are going to Olive Garden tonight, so can't make it. I'm kidding. I love Adam. You know I'm kidding. All right. What's Adam's team? God damn it. This should not be that hard. All right. I'm going to start. Here's who I got. Rounding up my team. My team is going to be called the Nissan... what's a good Nissan car?
The Truckers.
The Nissan Sentra. Independence Day 4, or excuse me, Independence Day 2. It's going to be a big one. People are idiots. People love, oh, it's Jeff Goldblum. I saw that movie 20 years ago. I want to see it again. Ghostbusters. Nostalgia, plus it might actually be good, plus it's got an interesting wrinkle, plus people want to see it. The BFG. How about Steven Spielberg, July 4th weekend with some kids shit. The Secret Life of Pets, animated kid stuff been teased for more than a year. Central Intelligence, what, are you kidding me? Kevin Hart and The Rock coming out in late May? Let's do this. And The Jungle Book, Jon Favreau, famous people, real life bears. It's a done deal. You guys can, that's, it's over.
It's a solid lineup. It's a solid lineup.
All right. JC, what's your team?
So I got X-Men Apocalypse, Alice Through the Looking Glass, The Conjuring 2, Warcraft, Legend of Tarzan.
You got to work on how you pronounce The Conjuring.
What did I say?
You said The Conjuring 2?
The Conjuring?
The Conjuring 2. The Conjuring 2.
I also have a cold.
He's got a cold, man.
Yeah, man.
All right. The Conjuring 2.
The Conjuring 2. Legend of Tarzan and Suicide Squad. Man. I should name my team. I shouldn't have picked The Conjuring 2. I'm going to go with Squad Goals. Nice
squad
and simple.
Goals. That's great. I love it. That's actually a good name. And while you're on the mic, what's Adam's team?
Adam, Cloverfield Lane, The Boss, Huntsman, Winter's War. Yeah, I can't get that team.
You're really playing hurt here. Snowden?
Keanu, Snowden, Neighbors 2. Yeah, Neighbors 2.
So Adam will not win, but that's okay. He gets to participate. He gets a participation trophy.
Yeah.
Logan, who you got?
JC, I think I'm going to need your help because I don't remember everyone.
You got Midnight Special.
Okay.
Batman vs. Superman. The Nice Guys. Star Trek Beyond and Jason Bourne.
And I think I'm going to name my team The Wrath of Dawn, which is my middle name. So
Dawn. That's a great name. Elliot.
Okay, my team's name is the Gucci Oven Dials.
That's great. All
right. Just going after somebody right here. Because somebody's been a little salty today. Okay, I'm going to go with Captain America Civil War is number one, Teenage Mutant Turtles Out of the Shadows, Now You See Me 2, The Purge Election Year, and there was one more.
Divergent.
That's great. Now
the Gucci Oven Dials.
You, the listener, please leave us a comment. Tell us who you think is going to win. If you're right, you will also win a $25 gift certificate to Applebee's.
Not guaranteed. Not sponsored by Applebee's.
pretty exciting tournament here.
Sponsored by Vermont.
All right, gentlemen. Now, last point of contention before we wrap up this segment. If Captain America Civil War is not the biggest opening weekend of the year, then Elliot made a grave mistake. I tell you, it's going to be Batman versus Superman. People love that shit. People, you got Batman and Superman in one movie.
It had a bad lead-in movie that didn't do that well over time.
Look, I'm not saying it's going to be good. That's one of those movies where, like, the brand is so big where even if everyone's like, hey, this movie actually sucks, it's going to have, like, a 54% Rotten Tomatoes because Zack Snyder is, like, the worst filmmaker making movies right now. But it's not going to matter. Like, you know, like, right now, I have been dogging this movie. I think it's going to be a bad movie. I don't like any of the casting decisions. I don't like the director. But I'm still going to go see it. I'm just going to go see it anyway. And then afterward, I'll be like, oh.
I think you should go see Batman vs. Superman three times.
I'm going to go see it three times opening weekend. Is it too late to pick Star Wars The Force Awakens? Can I add that to my
Can I pick Deadpool?
Boy, whoever had Deadpool on their team, on their February fantasy team, killed it. All right, everybody, have yourself a merry little Christmas, and we will see you on the other side.